One club's lyrically about being in a club at 4 o'clock in the morning, having some weird kind of come down and reevaluating your life and having a bit of a nervous breakdown, which I think a lot of people have had many times over their weekends in their life. We're big fans of bands like The Smiths, where it's those real kind of sad, happy songs that you're dancing to it and it's really quite beautiful, but the lyrics are quite depressing, but you don't realise that till you really go into the lyrics. Whilst thinking how we was going to perform this record live, because obviously it's quite different to our first and second albums, in it's not as punk, it's a little bit more softer and smoother and funkier, we came across this photograph of Diana Ross in Studio 54 in a DJ booth. We had a eureka moment when we saw it. She's sitting on the edge of the DJ booth, Nile Rodgers, probably about 20 people are in there with her. And it just looks so cool and so not been done for a while, you know. It gave us the idea to then do our first shows in Ibiza from a DJ booth. We squashed all our equipment into there, you know, started to DJ, then started to kind of climb over the DJ booth and sing. And then Jules would pick up his guitar, then he'd jump on the drums. And we wanted to do it as an experiment to see if it works, see if we could slow the BPM down in a club, because at the moment the BPM is, you know, 125 at least. We wanted to get it down to 110, the BPM of Wrong Club. And we didn't know if we would clear the dance floor doing that. So the experiment and the photograph of Diana Ross was a really good way to try.